Hi, good afternoon. This is Natalia on a recorded line. I'm calling about the Depo Provera, the birth control offshoot. Is this Ines?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, ma'am. We received your inquiry online. Did you talk to an attorney already to help you about the lawsuit?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to receive a settlement?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions. Can you tell me how many years you used it?
I think it was from 2000, I believe in 2010 to 2014, mm-hmm. I believe.
10 to 14. Okay. So it was about 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you have any side effects while you were using it or afterwards?
Yes, I had some weight gain. There was memory loss, and my periods were irregular.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm just sorry to hear about that. Did you ever have any concerning symptoms like seizures or complete vision loss or hearing loss?
No.
No. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Have you ever been diagnosed with anything like tumors or meningioma?
Have I ever been diagnosed before this or?
After you took the Depo shot?
Yes, for meningioma.
Oh, okay. You were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yeah.
I see. I'm so sorry to hear about that. And just to confirm, you don't have an attorney for the lawsuit?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was this the claim is for yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And can you tell me when were you diagnosed? What was the year?
When I was diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. It was in June 13th of 2014.
June 13th of 2014. Okay. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed after using Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You did. Okay. So sorry to hear about that. Have you been receiving any treatment or any surgeries at all?
Yes, I did have treatments.
Mm-hmm.
I did the blood. There was blood tests, biopsy, CT scan.
Okay, so they did all of those tests. Okay, and where were you treated? What was the name of the facility?
The name of the facility?
Yes, ma'am.
It was Desert Regional Medical Center in Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs. Okay, so you're here in California?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it does look like you meet the minimum requirements so far. We can go ahead and continue with the intake form. It'll take about 15 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Can you spell the name of the facility where you were treated?
Yes, it's DESERT Regional, REGIONAL.
Okay.
Medical, yeah. MEDICAL.
Okay,
Center.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. Desert Regional Medical Center. Thank you. I'm just going to Google it just to pull the address there. Do you remember the street it was on?
It was on Indian Canyon, on North Indian Canyon.
Indian Canyon. Okay. Perfect. So that's the one that's here. Okay. So let me just copy the address. So you were treated there. Is that where you were also diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And where did you receive the injection for the Depo Provera? What medical center did I receive the
injection
treatment? No, the injection for the Depo Provera.
Oh, right there at the Desert Regional.
The same place?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll just copy that here. And before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No. Okay. And besides yourself, do you know anybody else that was injured?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth, ma'am?
August 22nd, 1978.
August 22nd, 1978. Okay. And then now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the usage of Depo Provera. Did you use the brand name specifically of the injectable contraceptive?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Depo Provera. Okay. And then you did use it for a minimum of 1 year. Did you take it once every 3 months, meaning 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And can you repeat, when did you start using it?
It was in June of 2010,
Mm-hmm.
and that stopped in May of 2014.
In May of 2014. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female?
Okay. And then I have your name here, Ines Casillas. Is that your full name?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
It's H.
H. Okay. All right. And then just to confirm your phone number, is this your cell phone, the 442-332-4334?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then your email is inescasillas@gmail.com?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you able to open text messages and your email through your phone?
Text, yes, email, no.
Okay. Do you have a tablet or a computer where you can access your email?
Our Wi-Fi is down here today where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of struggling with that part right now.
I
I
see.
don't know
Okay.
what's going on with it. If they're coming out to service it or something, but it's been down since we woke up.
I see. Okay, no problem. The reason why I'm asking is because at the end of the questionnaire, I will send you an electronic document to sign. I think
Okay.
as long as you can access your text, I think it'll be okay. It's just going to be a link to a DocuSign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's just a retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then for the legal document, to verify identity, can you verify your social?
Yes.
All right.
554-558-026.
8026. Okay. All right. And then we have email, phone number. Can you verify your current mailing address?
Yes, it's 13391 Mesquite Road, Whitewater, California, 92282.
Okay. I heard, is it 13391?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. It was a little, it was cutting off a little bit, but I heard, okay, 13391 Mesquite Road.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is there a unit number, suite number, or anything like that?
No. No, it's just one address.
Just one address. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then we did go over the medical facility. Are you able to provide a copy of the medical records for the attorneys later?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that one, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Yes. Yes.
Lives
I
with
have
you?
a yes.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
He's my boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Okay. And what is the phone number?
It's 951-524-3547.
3547. Okay. And then what is the first and last name?
Peter Forster.
Peter. Okay. That's
And that,
PETER.
yes, and last name is FORS, as in Sam, TER.
Forster. Okay. And do you happen to have his email by any chance?
I don't.
No.
Well,
Okay.
yeah, what I think so. Wait a minute. It's Pete, PETE, and Forrester, his last name, and then 1990 at Gmail.
1990 at Gmail.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's it for the intake questionnaire here. I'm going to go ahead and push it forward. Let me just make sure
Okay.
everything is spelled correctly. Okay, and then I'll send over that retainer agreement. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any issues or if you have any questions, I can help you out. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay, so I go to my text message.
Yes, ma'am. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly and then I'll send it over. It'll say either Mass Tort Strategies or Natalia, which is my name. It'll say wants to send a DocuSign. Or your
Okay.
documents are ready, something like that. It'll be from Ben Martin Law Group. And okay, let me just make sure. Cool. Okay, I just sent it over.
Okay, I got it. And then do I click on the link?
Yes, ma'am. Just go ahead and open it up, and then you'll see the prompts of where to sign.
Okay. Now I'm at the security check. It says this envelope was also sent to and recognized. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so they sent it to your email and a text message. It's the same thing. So it's okay to just open the text.
So click I agree to electronic records and signatures.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so let's start to begin.
And you should see yellow boxes. It'll tell you exactly where to sign. I think it's just a retainer agreement. And then, oh, yeah, it says that they have limited power of attorney, meaning they're only representing you for this case.
Okay. Okay, so there's just one signature on that page, right?
I believe so, yeah. If there's no
For this one.
questionnaire, I think that's it, yeah.
Okay, I signed it and it's.
Okay. Does it say finish signing? Yes. Okay. I just got the notification. So that's it for that page. They'll send you a copy as well in another email, so you have that for your records. Now, Miss
Okay.
Ines, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for them to review the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification and they'll let you know what are the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And that's it for this call. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'm going to send you a text with the direct desk line number for myself and then the number for the attorney so you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
All right. Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.